Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What's up, guys? Today's date is Monday, March 18th. I'm Steven Masso, and as always, you are listening to Via the Source. Now, the Dolphins quarterback quest has come to an end. They have found their veteran quarterback, their bridge quarterback, to whoever is the guy who's going to lead the franchise in the future, whether it's in the 2019 draft, whether it's in the 2020 draft, maybe even 2021. What matters right now is that the Dolphins found their veteran quarterback, and it is former Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, also known as Fitzmagic. So Fitzpatrick definitely wasn't the best quarterback option available when the offseason began, but as other teams started to get their guy and the Dolphins elected to stay put and not invest too big into a veteran, they ended up landing Fitzpatrick. So I talked about Fitzpatrick a few months ago, maybe even weeks ago, and this is what I had to say about him before. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick is another guy. Benjamin Albright, you can follow him on Twitter at AlbrightNFL. He covers the entire league. He said that he wouldn't be surprised if the Dolphins were one team that made a move to go get Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, Fitzpatrick, to me, is one of the most polarizing type of quarterbacks I can think of from a performance standpoint. He's a guy who can go out, get you 5 touchdowns, 400 yards, and then the next week go out and throw like 3 picks in the first quarter. It's ridiculous. Now, from an entertainment standpoint, this guy is immensely entertaining. He really has no fear and will take any risk out there when he is on the field. He will take every risk. It is entertaining. Sometimes the product of what he does will be horrible. It will put the team in a horrible position, but I will say it's entertaining. If there's any bright spot, there is that. Now, I would say keep him away from Miami because every team he goes to, it seems like they are aware of what he is. They know he is a trap. They know that he is going to show those moments, but at the end of the day, what you're going to get is also the guy who throws 3 picks. You cannot rely on him for consistency. He is not the guy that you can count on in an important game or in a playoff game. There's no chance he gets your team to a Super Bowl unless the team is absolutely loaded. So I would say I don't want him here in Miami. I just know people would get infatuated with those good days and even push for the idea that he is the guy. And I don't want to deal with that. But if the team is tanking, that's an entertaining way to lose. So there's that. Now, none of that to me has changed. He is still the same player. He is still this really polarizing guy. You can always get that 400-yard performance from him, but you can also get the 3 picks in 1 half. So I have a lot of people on Twitter that are saying that Fitzpatrick is better than Tannehill, the team will be better off. Now, I wouldn't go out and say Fitzpatrick is better than Tannehill. I would say his good version, his good side, is, yeah, it's better than Tannehill's. Fitzmagic had 4 games of 400 yards this past season in that electrifying Tampa Bay offense that was just racking up the yards. He had 4 400-yard games this season. Tannehill has had 1 in his career. So there's no doubt that Fitzpatrick can put up huge numbers, that he can chuck the ball downfield and he can really move the ball. He is a gunslinger. But then there's also no doubt when he is on his bad side, there's no in-between with him. When he's on his bad side, he's going to be very bad. So is he better than Tannehill? I wouldn't say all the time. I would say when you're getting the good version of him, he could be very good. But Tannehill would be more consistent over a longer period of time. But, you know, like I said, you're going to have both of those days. You're going to take the good and you're going to take the bad. I wouldn't say that taking Fitzpatrick makes this team in a win-now situation by any means. It doesn't change the game plan. It doesn't change the rebuild mindset. I know a lot of people are saying that, oh, the Dolphins can't be tanking now. They got Fitzpatrick, a guy who does good statistically. No, that's not true. They could still very well get only 5 wins and end up tanking. And I don't want to dive too deep into whether it's a tank or whether it's a rebuild, because there's going to be people at the end, whether a team goes 4-12, they'll say, hey, that was 4-12 rebuilding, though. That wasn't 4-12 tanking. I don't really care too much about the semantics of it. The words don't really matter to me that much. As long as the product's the same, the Dolphins could have been in a better situation this season, but they're electing to plan for a better future and more long-term success. So whether you want to call it a rebuild or whether that means a team will appear to be tanking, it doesn't matter to me. But what I know is Fitzpatrick is not a player who, just because he is added to this team, will make them some sort of playoff-bound team. I don't think this changes the long-term goal for this team, and that is to find their franchise quarterback, and it will not be Fitzpatrick. But what I will say is that with these weapons on this Miami Dolphins team, I think that could lead to some very entertaining games. So from that aspect, I do like this Fitzpatrick move. Because who were the other options? Frankly, it was what, Blake Bortles? And that would be losing in the most unentertaining fashion. He is an entertaining person, but as a player, that would not be great to see. At least with Fitzpatrick, you're going to have those very high-octane games that are going to be very fun to watch. Combine that with guys like Jakeem Grant, combining with Albert Wilson, and if he can get Devontae Parker to just work a little bit like how we did with Mike Evans last year, then that could be a very good outcome in terms of entertainment. But I don't think that Fitzpatrick will be the lone guy to get this team into any playoff scenario. I still think this means the team is rebuilding for the future. Oh, and the contract. I hadn't even talked about the contract. It is a 2-year, $11 million contract with some incentives that could push it to the $17 million, $20 million range, according to Adam Schefter. So this is definitely much more of a bargain deal than the Teddy Bridgewater deal would have been. Now, before I end this episode, because this is just a really quick episode, I do want to say that one of the most talked about narratives, phrases, talking points in the NFL is that Fitzpatrick went to Harvard. So if you were getting tired of hearing that, hey, Ryan Tannehill was a receiver in college, did you know that? Did you know that Ryan Tannehill was a receiver in college? Well, get ready to hear every single week, this is a Harvard guy. This guy went to Harvard. This guy's IQ is off the charts. He went to Harvard. Just get ready to hear that on a weekly basis. He is going to be entertaining. He is a fun player. I'm sure he can add some type of leadership element to this team. So it's not just a complete loss when you're just shoving someone else in the quarterback position. Someone who doesn't have experience, like if it was Luke Falk, you wouldn't have that leadership kind of experience feel being added to the team. So that is a very crucial component that I do think Fitzpatrick could bring to this team. Now, I don't think he is the greatest quarterback. I don't think he could teach a young guy the fundamentals, the best technique. But from a leadership aspect, from knowing the ropes, from bouncing from team to team, I'm sure he has acquired a bunch of knowledge through that time. And that's how I'm going to wrap it up, guys. The only question to ask is, do you like this move? And also, do you think that he can push his team into a competitive level? Or do you think this solidifies the idea that the team is more in a rebuild / tank, whatever you want to call it, kind of mindset? Let me know what you guys think. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shady Steven. You can follow my podcast at Via the Source. Until next time, guys, that's how I'm going to wrap it up. I'm Steven Masso, and this was Via the Source.